Yep.
Oh, do you want water?
Yeah, I'd love one. Thanks.
McKay!
McKay has five!
Oh, what about McKay?
The emerging stars are still yet to meet on an AFL field.
So Ben's Ben and Harry. Or Harry's Harry and Ben.
So now I eat tomatoes.
May as well play the intro while Ben's pouring waters.
Yep, Ben, you pour the waters. We'll play the intro, Matt.
Yes, please.
Pour me one.
This or that.
Ben's still pouring the water. So
that's all right. Can...
I'll take one as well, please, mate.
You're actually going to make him pour it,
mate.
Your arms don't work,
that's,
do they?
That's... Oh, that is so, obviously, that's a disgrace if you don't.
Actually, it's like what my siblings would do. So I kind of respect it.
Well, there's not a lot of respect.
No, there's not much coming back, though.
I've been assertive and offered you guys water, and then you just...
What's a polite thing to do? Usually it's
well,
me.
You didn't, did you?
Because I always do it. That time you showed some initiative for this podcast. Rocked up late. We've been waiting here for half an hour.
Don't get me... Oh,
and you can't say traffic. No, you can't.
If you say traffic, we're walking out.
Off air, we were having a debate about the traffic. But
there's no debate. I wasn't debating.
Me and Ethan.
Traffic's bad. It's just.
But it shouldn't be this bad. Like, it was bad.
All right, we're jumping to segment four.
Anyway.
Here, this or that.
This week, this is a good one, I think. Again, my sources at the club have been really helpful. We'll keep them.
You're not doing much of your work, are you?
People want to help, so I'm not going to say no to help. Yeah. This week, it's Dolly Wink.
Spell that for us, Harry.
So, Dolly, then Wink.
So, yes, I spell it.
Yep, you got it right.
Yep.
Dolly Wink, the first K-pop group to get nominated for a Grammy.
Ooh, K-pop, nice.
Or Japanese top-selling eyeshadow brand.
Oh, tough.
Eyeshadow Wink.
It's possible. I'm leaning to K-pop.
What was the second option?
Japanese top-selling eyeshadow brand.
I'm going the eyeshadow.
I like it when we're split.
I'm right.
Ben is correct.
Damn it, I knew. He would have been happier.
I really didn't want to say that.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's the best one yet.
I'm 3-0.
Yeah.
So, are you? Yeah. Me and Rollo have nabbed the last two. And
yeah,
then
yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good work.
Bang.
Great weekend of footy.
Oh,
really.
What a weekend.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
That Super Saturday, some of the games were not quite as good as we were hoping for, but your game in particular, Ben, both good wins. Well, let's just acknowledge that first of all. MJ's texting out there. Well, we're so used to it now.
Thank you.
We'll talk over the top of it because it's just so common these days.
What? Yeah, it is. You let us down last week, but...
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you've let us down for the last 8 years.
Oh, whoa. There it is.
No matter what.
Don't sing like that.
So another win. So what's that your tally overall now? I like this because you've registered about a third.
Up to double figures.
Yeah, I think it could be 12.
And four this year.
That'll be 11.
Four this year, yeah. Yep. We won last week, so. Yeah.
7-4 is 11.
8.
He had 8 at North.
Sorry, mate. Yeah. Don't disregard that. yep. So I think, yeah, four this year equals my wins in a season for my whole career, so, which is pretty crazy.
You had... Never had four
so
in a season.
This is your most winning ever season.
Four or more, yeah. So I've equaled that.
In round six.
Yeah.
that's
not disrespecting anyone, but that's just
facts are facts.
But yeah, Friday night was awesome.
It's a nod to how well Essendon's going. I don't think anyone saw you being 4-2.
Well, yeah, it's obviously only early days, but I think the pleasing thing about the weekend was we played, you know, fairly well throughout the whole four quarters. Mm. The week before, it was dribs and drabs, and the Bulldogs sort of had a few chances. But the first half, especially some of the pressure the guys were putting on up the field was almost the best I've been a part of.
Yeah.
We had Alwyn Davey Jr. come in, Calders and Sammy Durham in the midfield. They were awesome. Yeah. So
Sam Durham is a gun.
He's so good,
man.
Yeah,
he's great.
Absolute
to watch.
Gun.
Big fan.
He's been great. So from that point of view, I thought that was probably the best we've had all year. So
yeah. Did you feel unlucky that the game came down to the wire like it did? Because you felt dominant for
the
majority of the night.
I think Adelaide kicked three goals before half time. One was from a 50-meter penalty. The other one was like a turnover right in front of goal.
Yeah.
And then Dawson kicked, to his credit,
that was a
ripper from 65. So we didn't feel like it was, you know, a momentum swing too much their way, but they kicked seven in a row and got out to a 20-point lead. So speaking to a few of the boys in the past, that was sort of when things went downhill and the momentum to get it back they'd struggle with. So that was probably the most pleasing part, and that's something we spoke about internally in the review. So it wasn't doom and gloom, but we sort of always felt like, we're in this. Like, it's not, probably, you know, even the last quarter, I feel like we had to capitalize a couple opportunities. Maybe it doesn't get that close, but that last 2 or 3 minutes was probably the most intense period of any footy I've ever played, I reckon. Yeah. It was away game, big crowd, Friday night.
Hostile.
But that's what you want to play for, and I love being out there, and lucky we went on the right side of the ledger.
And Adelaide's not a bad side, as you would have noticed last week, Harry. Yeah,
they just hang around.
They're much better than 1-5.
Yep, agreed.
So to go over there and do it's a really good win for the Bombers. Of course, the biggest talking point is the final, let's say, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
With your teammate, Big Sammy Draper.
Big Drapes.
Big Drapes. He's a character. We love him.
We love Drapes.
But it was a bizarre moment.
Even just looking back on it, I think before the ball was under him, or whatever you want to say, he was sort of half on the ground anyway, trying to, you know, clog up the area.
Yeah.
And then it ricocheted off someone's foot and then got underneath him, and then it rolled out, and then Tex put it back in. So there was a lot going on, and it was a pretty crazy sort of 30 seconds. Even there was probably 3 or 4 stoppages in a row before that, that anything could have happened one way or the other. So every moment in those situations have so much riding on it. So it was, in one hand, cool to be a part of, but it was it was pretty intense that last. Oh, I didn't know what the umpire was going to do. I was right there.
How far were you from it?
Oh, like 5 meters. I was like, the contest was, say, like 2 meters in front of me. Yeah. So I was right there. And it felt like an eternity watching the umpire, whether he was going to pay.
Did you have a feeling?
I didn't know. It was, you don't know in those situations because it's such a tough decision. But
So the AFL has come out and said that it was should have been called holding ball. Is that right?
Well, they kind of hedged their bets. It was like, given the footage we've seen, we acknowledge it should have been a free kick, but the umpire was in the right spot and wouldn't have been able
to.
It was a weird
opinion.
Statement.
I don't understand why they come out and explain what they believe the right decision is, because we need to trust the umpires.
I think it's good how they do that.
I don't think it's good.
I don't know where I read it, but in the NBA, for any games that are within a certain amount of points, the last 2 minutes, within 24 hours of the game, every decision that's made by the referee, there's like a, they look into it, they go through all the vision, and then they come out with a report that's available to all medias, and that says,
right?
Yeah.
But why the only last 2 minutes?
Because those are the crucial calls of the game. Like, it's unrealistic to go through 2 hours of football.
Mm.
But the last couple of decisions, I reckon that's great, because you'd want to be like, boys, we did everything right. There should have been a free kick, and we give ourselves a chance to win the game. Like, there's comfort in knowing that.
I just think you're disregarding the umpire's job.
Well, of course the umpires are human. We make mistakes all the time. Umpires make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. But just like our review, we come out and say,
we can't change
Harry,
the result.
You should have done that better. You should have defended better there. You should have taken that kick, whatever. And they come out and they say, all right, this umpire, this decision, we should have paid that. And this time should have been that.
I just think you can't change the result, right? If it was correct or incorrect or in between, you can't change the result. So why add more media hype around it? Like, let the umpire do its job, internally review it, but...
Internally review. Is that...
I don't think we need to...
The accountability piece of, that should have been holding the ball, I don't mind.
But they've got umpires and coaches to do that for themselves.
Because you wouldn't want your internal review made public.
No, that's right.
Oh, it's hard to... I'm not sure if that's a comparison there.
Well, to a degree it is.
I think it's a really good debate. I agree with both of you, for the record.
Just creates clarity. So instead of one supporter saying, it wasn't holding the ball, another group saying, that was definitely holding
that's
the ball.
Sport.
They come out and say, it should have been holding the ball. Okay.
But that's sport.
There's clarity, and we'll move on. You can't change the result. We're not saying, they should go back and... But there's clarity around what the decision should have been.
But then you look at every single game, there's multiple decisions that are right and wrong.
That's what we're talking about the last 2 minutes, because there's a critical contest.
It should not matter what stage of the game it is. Their job is to try and...
But then it becomes unrealistic.
You're
not going to go through every 2 hour decision, because there's millions. But
then you just put in all the emphasis on the last 2 minutes, which is.
I think it provides clarity when you come out and say this was right, this was
wrong.
But
why does that last contest define the game? If there's 15 contests,
I've said this a million times,
there's
so many moments to make up a game of football.
So why?
However, what is wrong with coming out and saying this decision? Upon reflection, we know there's a million different things that go on, but. In hindsight, that decision should have been made. What's the downside to that? It provides clarity around...
It's one decision out of a million in the game.
Instead of you having an argument saying it should have been and the next person saying it should have been, it just says, well, that it's black and white.
But as a fan, there's multiple decisions on that night and every other game.
I'm not saying that decision is a pure thing that makes up the whole game. There's 2 hours of stuff.
Exactly.
There's just a tiny bit of clarity that comes with...
Exactly, you just confirm my point. So
I don't know. Anyway. I like how the NBA do it and I think it would definitely be something to look at, which it is being looked at because I'm pretty sure I've read the
media. You're allowed to have an opinion.
Anyway.
I don't know why you're getting worked up.
I'm not getting worked up. It doesn't bother me.
You're equally worked up. That was a really good debate. I like it. Braden wanted to say this about the Draper decision.
Hey, Braden from Wesburn here. Just had a question for Ben. What was it like seeing Draper defuse the bomb in the last few seconds? Go Cats. Thanks.
Go Cats.
What do they call it? The bomb disposal.
Bomb disposal. What the
hell? Hurt Locker.
Yeah. We've gone through that enough now, but that's good. Great game, great win. You deserved it, I think, is the most important
thing. What's Carlton's tribute to Ben? What was that?
We'll get to that now. So this is Dylan from Bendigo.
Dylan from Bendigo. Just noticed that Carlton paid the highest respects to Ben on the weekend because if you plus the 17 and the 15, so 17 goals, 15 points, that it actually equals Ben's favourite number, 32. So I suppose my question is, Ben, how do you feel that your brother and his teammates paid the highest respect they can to you and 32? Also, just wondering, why did you pick 32?
It's a tip of the hat to you, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Ben.
Cool.
Yeah. How many did you kick in the end?
Pardon?
How many did you kick that
contributed to that? Yeah.
Goals?
Yeah. Three?
And so it would have been 29 if it weren't for you.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Thanks.
Not sure what you mean there, but...
I got it.
We've got it.
We should talk about Anzac Day before we move off Essendon.
Thanks for that question, Dylan.
Thanks, Dylan.
So obviously your first Anzac Day this Thursday.
Yes.
And obviously when you became an Essendon player, that's the one that you circle in the diary.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're sitting here on a Tuesday now. What's the build-up been like early doors?
Yeah, it's been, everyone you talk to obviously tries to explain, you know, what it means and how you feel out in that moment. It's some of the stories some of the boys have said in their experience has been pretty awesome. I think the club have done a pretty good job at trying to get a few people in and chat to the boys around some of their experiences. They do the Shrine visit as well. And then obviously pre-game, you know, I think you're out in the field. I think it's 25 minutes before we start or something like that. So it's a long build up, but I think it's something, as you said, when you first join the club and you realize you get to play an Anzac Day, it's something you're very grateful for. And obviously the day is so much bigger than sport, but to play a small part in that is something I'm very grateful for can't wait.
Have you spoken to all the recruits that will be joining you as a first timer? Are they all the same feeling?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Brad's done a good job at trying to make us understand how different it is in a good way. I think Brad's come out and said he puts Anzac Day on a completely different pedestal than grand finals and finals. So when your coach is saying that's been there and done it, done it all, you know, it means obviously a lot. So can't wait. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Obviously the footy part of it's going to be great and two teams in form, but also the other side of it that's much more important than footy will be awesome to experience.
It would have to be one of the bigger Anzac Days in the last few years.
For sure, yeah.
I think last year both clubs were going pretty well. Obviously Collingwood were going well. I think Essendon were 4-1, 4-2 or something.
There's been big ones, but this one has...
It's up there, yeah.
...has a buzz.
Yeah.
Harry, as a non-Collingwood Essendon player, I mean, you are in so many big occasion games and you've obviously played in big finals now, but is this a day that you kind of get a touch of jealousy? Or is it
absolutely, of course. I'd love to be playing. Like, it would be awesome to play on such a big occasion like that and massive 90-plus thousand crowd and the, as Ben said, the day itself and, similar to, like, the Good Friday kind of vibe where there's so much bigger than a game of football, but to be part of such a special day would be awesome. And absolutely, it's really cool that Ben gets to play in that. It'll be it'd be kind of a little bit weird seeing him play in Anzac Day because we grew up watching the game as kids. And for Ben to be part of that would be pretty special. And first time playing in front of a huge crowd like that probably. So
what's the crowd? What did we say? Was it 70?
Round one was 75 or something.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, you'll smoke that.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not sure what they're expecting, but it'll be well over 90, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Which is, crazy. So.
And because you would have played in front of 80-plus.
Yeah, what's your biggest crowd, Harry?
I think, what was one of the finals last year? 93 or something, maybe?
Trying to think how many times you would have played 80-plus. Maybe, I don't know, 15,
20 maybe. Yeah.
Random guess. Yeah, so this is it'll be fun. So cool.
It's so much fun when you're playing in front of huge crowds.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be great.
So obviously we'll unpack all that once that unfolds this week. But
say that again.
I know. I completely my unfold and my unpack. I'm trying to
so
see
many uns. Just
my uns. Oh, Big Harry. Oh. Slots it home. Carlton. Now, we've brought 8 points in here, as we said before. Harry, you've brought four of them. A big win. Yeah. Probably, does it feel like the biggest of the year so far? They were premiership favourites going into it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's early on in the year. It's hard to, I think it's hard to tell. I was saying this to someone the other day, like, wins can sometimes, after every win, like, it feels, it's always a good feeling and like a special moment. But wins probably, they become bigger and more monumental as the season go on, because you might look back on that win and think, oh, that was really important.
Yeah.
I thought opening round against Brisbane was a pretty huge win.
That's true.
They hadn't been beaten there in 3 years or whatever. But no doubt, they were a really good side. They still obviously are. They were undefeated, probably the best team in the comp going in. So huge win. I thought the way we played, especially second half, was really, really great. And a lot of guys are going to take a lot of confidence from that.
Yeah.
So it was a really fun day to be part of. Great game. And yeah.
Maddie from Melbourne wanted to touch on this as well.
Hello, Maddie from Melbourne, big Blue supporter. Our wins just keep getting better. What I thought made the win on the weekend the best yet was that you boys did it with 14 or 15 players unavailable for selection, with a large chunk who were usually named in our best 23. So my question is whether the club spends any time internally recognising how much of an achievement this is, or is it reflected upon like any other win, as if we had no injuries? Thank you. Go Blues.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's definitely touched on when we know we're big on like next man up. So like, obviously we'd love to have some of the personnel available that's not at the moment, but we fully trust that the next person will come up and play their role and get their job done. However, that's always celebrated and acknowledged post-game and during the week. So I think an example like this where a few people had to come in and play slightly different roles and come in and get a job done. That's definitely highlighted and celebrated. There's definitely elements of that when, backs against the wall a little bit or personnel is missing. It's definitely acknowledged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Tasha from Gisborne also wanted to ask this.
Hi, guys. This is Tasha from Gisborne. My question's for Harry. I was just wondering, in your game, when you kicked your two goals and your opponent came back, you kind of had this look on your face like, oh no, not you again, and said something. I was just wondering what it is you said or what you were thinking. Thanks. Bye.
So she's referring to Leek Alier, who I thought played an exceptional game against you. There was some good delivery coming in and you looked like you were in the box seat to take it. And then he managed to just spring find a fist.
Especially first half, he was very impressive. Yeah. I think he's going to be a really good player. Only in his infancy of his career and very athletic. And I think he's going to be a really good player. So he definitely had some good moments. Someone told me about this today. It was when he was off the, he must have been off the ground for a couple of minutes and I kicked a couple of goals. And he came back on. I was like, oh, stiff mate, like you go off for 5 minutes and I start getting a kick. That was all it was. And then I just saw that he said something about it today. But
Then he's quoted saying, you said you were gone for 5 minutes. That's basically all he said. I don't know what he was implying, but yeah.
I don't think you're implying anything.
I was giving him
a compliment.
Just a compliment.
I was like, a bit stiff, mate. Like, you're off for 5 minutes. It's annoying when that happens. It says it lights a fire for the 5K. I'm not sure what the fire is, but
the blue Ford's cheeky quip.
It's literally a compliment.
And it's like,
one of the least cheeky things I've ever heard.
It was literally a compliment.
I said it's a cheeky quip.
You were gone for 5 minutes on a kick two. Stiff.
He's
good. Only five games. He's going to be a star. Chris from Brisbane wanted to add this.
Hey, boys. Just wondering, does Harry actually own any Tupperware? And has he found that suddenly the lids have all disappeared? Go Blues.
Lids are off.
That's it. Right.
Lids off.
I do have a bit of Tupperware at home. Yeah. They have lids, though. You can't have Tupperware without lids.
Nah. Is Chris's cheeky quip in a lot of fire? And
that's just, the fire's just been lit like that.
And Jackie, we didn't see the goal celebration.
Come on, man. This is rubbish.
It's getting ridiculous now.
Mate, I'm saving it for a right moment.
Don't talk the talk and not do it.
I don't think I ever actually said, oh, I'm going to do it this week.
You haven't actually announced it. You did have a big celebration at one point.
Did I?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a very like impassioned kind of hands out to the side and...
Not sure. I don't think so.
Big double fist pump. Yeah, for sure.
No, I don't think it was a double fist pump.
Oh, don't downplay.
Mate, I'm not downplaying. I don't think it was.
It was.
You didn't say you set off air, you didn't even watch.
I want to find it on K. You were pumped at one point.
Fine. I'm sure. I don't think I gave it much more than just like the one fist.
Man. I'm going to have a look. But this is
Jackie. You don't want to do that one fist thing, don't you?
One fist
Jackie
thing.
Jackie here from Melbourne. I have a goal celebration idea for Harry. Big H, if you were to kick a goal in front of the Cotton Cheer squad, would you consider high-fiving a fan, like running up to the cheer squad and like high-fiving everyone?
Involving the crowd.
I think the only one that's kind of good for is if you like get a Joe the Goose and you run into an open goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you're right against the boundary.
And then you're like, your momentum like is carrying you along the boundary and you just go for a high-five.
That works.
We've done a few of those, but
do you remember when Tom Papley high-fived nobody in that?
That was a very good one.
That was hilarious.
That was great.
One of my favorites. While I'm looking for this, we should talk this topic because I'm curious what you guys think about skin fold tests. So it has come to light that the academy programs and the talent pathway programs have now scrapped it. So kids, prospective draftees coming through the system won't be skin fold tested anymore. Are you guys currently being skin fold tested?
Yep.
That's just been standard in your entire careers.
So I'm just reading this for the first time, but as soon as they get into the AFL system, assuming that it's going to be skin fold when they first get in. So
it will suddenly happen to them, yeah.
I don't understand why having some awareness and knowledge and education around what skin folds are for, what's a good range for optimal performance and how to, if you wanted to see a change in your skin folds, how to go about that. I don't understand why education around that before you come into an AFL system.
It's also understanding what skin folds are and what purpose they have as well. So if
there's no awareness around what a skin fold test is, why it's used, why it translates to performance, and then you walk into an AFL club and then all of a sudden that's really prevalent in front of mind, like you're going to be out of your depth a bit.
Yeah. So just for someone like me who has absolutely no idea, what kind of benefit, it's extremely obvious to you once you've done the skin fold test, like, geez, I'm carrying a bit more than I should be.
Yeah.
And what kind of things can you do to turn that around? Does it change your training model after that?
Yeah, well, there's nutrition, training, sleep, recovery, like everything. It's basically, skin folds is you want to be in a range. Everyone's different. So there's a unique... There's not like
there is a little bit of genetic in it, but
there's not a one set number that's going to be fit for everyone, because depending on your genetical makeup and what type of player you are, what type of season is, like in winter you want to have a little bit more because you don't want to get, if you're too low you might get sick, like little things like this. It's more about you being the optimal athlete and what that looks like for you. So more education, in my opinion, more education around how that's used and what the benefits of understanding that is. There's no downside to that.
Taylor Swift's new album. This is one MJ wanted to get to. So Michaela is one of many, many people that sent through the question. So we'll just play her version of it.
Hi, Ben, Harry and Will. I'm Michaela from Sydney. And I was just wondering if Harry's listened to Taylor Swift's new album yet and if he enjoyed it. Go Blues.
What's it called? Something Poet Department, something?
Yeah, it's like the
Tortured Poets Department.
Poets.
I think is just an absolute cringe fest.
What does it mean?
I don't know. Do you know the backstory?
No, I'm not sure.
She's
really
just such a tortured poet. I don't want all the Swifties to come up.
Gee, just be, tread lightly, mate.
Well,
is that confirmed? That's your opinion of it.
Well, I've listened to 3 songs. And look, Taylor's never for me. I respect Taylor. But I've spoken to Swifties that think this is a miss.
Right.
Wow.
How much have you listened to?
So I actually was listening to a few songs pre-game when I was just chilling around the house. Yeah. I might have only listened to 3 or 4. I think I'm on the record of saying I was more of a fan of Taylor's like country music and her older stuff.
Mm.
The last couple of albums, not necessarily my favorite, but I'm nearly waiting. Because there's 32 songs on the album, so I'm nearly waiting for someone to, like, these are the 5 best songs.
Yeah.
Invest a bit of time and listen to those.
Yeah.
She's got Post Malone on one.
Yeah, that one's good. I think it's called Fortnite. I'll listen to that bit.
That's the first one. Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
It was a double album as well.
Yeah. She just dropped that out of the blue.
Yeah.
To quote MJ, if Taylor was a footy player, the feedback would be bring your mouth guards on Monday. After
so, wow.
That's, and yeah. He's a Swiftie.
Yeah, closet Swiftie.
Closet Swiftie.
Yeah. All right. No, we'll have to listen to it a bit more.
Yeah. Right, we'll get more feedback next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who wants to take this?
I'll take it. Well, I didn't really realize this, but can you just shut up?
No, I'm just saying, it'd be good, but we don't have to get to a stage where we was like, all right, who is going to take this?
Well, this is new though.
This read that yeah, should fair. Be naturally.
I didn't know WhatsApp. We now have a WhatsApp channel, Ben and Harry WhatsApp channel.
What's a WhatsApp channel?
I don't know. I'm reading this for the first time. We may need some clarification on what.
Is that right? Or is that a stuff up?
No, that's correct. What's a WhatsApp channel, right?
Well, we have had like, I don't know. Are we going to commit to this, the WhatsApp channel?
But what is a WhatsApp channel?
It's like.
Right.
So it's a method
so it's
of
like a forum.
Keeping in touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a forum that fans can keep in touch with the show if they
yeah,
want
we'll
to.
Give yeah. it a go. Some of the behind the scenes yeah. stuff. Yep, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is search for Ben and Harry on WhatsApp. And we'll keep you updated with yeah all the stuff behind the scenes.
Oh, robotic.
That was robotic. I think he's got it.
Oh, mate. Please.
He's actually taking the Mickey.
That was robotic.
I thought it was authentic.
It's like Ben oh, doing please. An ad read.
What are you paying?
It's actually going to be on a loser. Ben's ad reads.
What?
So robotic.
Now, I found this third quarter goal that you kick. And I just want to see if you think this is a big celebration or not. I hope they show it. This is just on the KO mini.
I hope they pan to Lee Kalea on the bench.
Because this is late in the third to give Carlton the lead. Look at that. Look at that. You're pumped.
It's no more than usual.
Oh, you're running. Yeah. No, yeah. Come on.
That's top speed. Yeah.
That's more than usual. Yeah, I think it's about as close.
You hit your top speed for the game.
That's how it's pressure.
Telstra tracker.
It's a standard one, mate.
Telstra tracker. All right. Twinners and losers. Bloody hell.
Ben and Harry's.
I'm so excited for this.
Twinners.
Birds often think I'm a tree.
And losers.
I hate cheese.
Oh my god. I had probably two. One was like just a second one's more of a discussion, but twin over the week to start with is that NBA playoffs starting.
Yep.
Even we had it today, and we had a meeting just in the last 40 seconds of the Lakers Nuggets.
Yeah.
And it's great read by the coaches. They were like, boys, just we'll delay it by 5 minutes and watch the last minute. So everyone watched.
Oh,
the
good.
Last
yeah. yeah. So they have a
really
good
read by the coaches.
Yeah.
Yep. So I think it's great to have those, the playoffs.
You're a Nuggets fan, aren't you? Remember growing up? You were
today I am Nuggets, yep.
Yeah.
You loved Carmelo Anthony growing up, remember?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yep. Were you still a Nuggets fan or not?
Today I am, yeah.
No, I'm serious. Do you follow the team
after
or not?
After a good win, I'm happy to be a Nuggets fan.
All right.
Do you, like.
No, I'm being serious. Do you actually have a team or not?
No.
We've been through this, haven't we? You're following players.
Yeah.
Most Australian NBA fans are like that, I reckon.
Because we're not as patriotic towards it.
No, you've got no reason to support the team.
Yep.
I went to a Nuggets game last year, so they're kind of my team. But
Until they lose.
Yep. I also don't, you know.
Yeah.
Can you really support a sport where you're not really
NFL is a bit
living,
different,
breathing it?
My second one, it's more of a discussion. I'd love... Sparkling water is like my favorite drink on the planet right now, and I've been loving my post game ice cold sparkling water. Love to know people out there like their suggestions for the top three sparkling water, because I reckon for me,
what do you mean,
Mount Franklin, the brand?
Oh, brand, sorry, yeah,
brand.
I was gonna say
sparkling,
extra cold sparkling water,
ice cold sparkling water. I love some recommendations of some brands because
oh wow,
yeah.
Are you just, not into the
No,
Frank?
I'd just love to know if there's any ones I'm missing out on out there.
So, like so gourmet.
the twinner is sparkling water and you're just a conversation.
Yeah, just a conversation start around, is there some, you know, some brands out there that might not be as popular that are really good?
Well, just give us your top three.
Yeah.
I can Mount Franklin, number one.
Yep.
Cool Ridge, number two. And then the Coles one that we have at Mum and Dad's. They're really nice.
Yep. that's a good point.
That's my three.
Are you a sparkling fan as well?
Oh, this... Ben used to say, so... When there was a few of us, my old housemates and myself, we always love sparkling water, always have. I mean, if Ben ever came around, I would have it, you know. We'd be like, Ben, would you like a sparkling water? And Ben's like, absolutely not. Like, it's so bad for you. You can't be drinking.
Bad for you?
I've never said
it's
so
bad.
Yes,
you did.
No, I'll back myself up.
How do you think they got the bubbles in it? It can't be good for you. Don't deny that you said that because I'll get proof.
I did say that, but I wasn't into sparkling water at the time and I must have read something somewhere, and just to defend myself that I didn't really drink it, I've said, oh, it's not good for you.
It cannot be good for you.
Don't like it because of health reasons.
Yeah.
It's water with air in it.
Yeah, carbon.
No, I just wasn't a sparkling water fan, so I just to stir him up, I said it wasn't good for you.
Yeah.
No. And then I've since changed my tune. And I love it.
Oh, you've come around.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, shock. What's water?
Yeah. Yeah. It is, yeah. Not much. Yeah, it is just water.
Yep.
Nice. Do you have a loser, Harry?
Well, yeah. I actually don't. I was going to say Ben's ad read, but yeah. Well, I've had it.
What's the ad read for?
So our awesome sponsor at the moment, KX Pilates.
Oh, I haven't heard this one.
Yeah, listen to it.
I was great. I really carried
it. When we were doing it, Ben was just so robotic. MJ had to be like, all right, mate, just like pump up the energy.
Why lie?
Look at him, MJ's right.
Yeah, of course he's going to laugh.
It's so robotic. But
you couldn't get two words out in a row.
So I could.
No, you couldn't. We need to get that like a blooper reel. That would be pretty funny, actually.
Go for an hour. Anyway, that's my loser, Ben's ad read.
That's a shock.
Not KX Pilates, though.
No, we love KX Pilates. There's no.
If you want to do Pilates, go to KX Pilates.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
My Twitter, it's Taylor and I's 9th year anniversary today.
Congratulations.
Oh, congratulations, mate.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, Roy.
Did you bring a gift, Harry?
Yeah, where's the gift?
Why would I be bringing a gift?
Yeah, I don't know. Because it's our 9-year anniversary.
No, it's not for other people to bring gifts.
Between you and Taylor more so.
Do you know? Because you know how.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there any plans to drop the knee?
Not anytime soon. No, is that right?
Why not? You're nearly 30, and you've been together.
Nearly
30.
Nearly 30.
What you are?
We're 26.
Yeah, you're nearly 27, which is basically 30.
Yeah, all right. I don't feel like there's any real rush, but we're very happy, and I love our lot. So, happy anniversary.
No, that's great.
What'd you get her? Nine years is a big milestone.
Not really. 10 years is the big one, obviously.
10's a big one.
We just went out for dinner a couple nights ago. So
nothing nice.
We went to Nobu, actually.
Oh, nice. At Crown.
Yeah.
Oh, it must be nice.
Yes, it always lands.
That was sharp.
It always lands. So 9th anniversary gifts are traditionally, I'm reading, pottery or willow.
Yeah, that's right.
Get her a cricket bat.
She could have got you one.
Yeah, sure.
Nice. Loser?
My loser, with our Virgin Velocity membership, I've dropped down, unfortunately, from platinum to gold.
No.
Which was pretty depressing. I saw that on our flight from Adelaide that I'd gone to gold. So I think that the main difference is that every flight you get as a member, you get some bonus points.
Yeah.
And as platinum, you get the most amount of points, obviously that adds to your overall velocity points that you can buy extra flights or whatever. So that was just a little loser.
Now you can only have 3 guests into the Virgin Lounge instead of 4.
Well, you didn't have a loser,
Must be tough, mate.
You got no leg to stand on. You didn't have a loser.
My loser was you.
Is that
always a good loser?
We're having a conversation. Shut up.
Are you going to fly less than you did with North? Like, honestly, Essendon not playing in Canberra and Hobart.
The first half of the year, we're very similar, I think.
Yeah.
We've travelled every second week.
Yeah.
But the back end of the year, we don't leave Melbourne. So we play Gold Coast round 12 up there. And then from that game, we don't travel until the last round of the year. So we've got over 10 weeks in Melbourne.
And are you, like, for both of you, do you obviously enjoy that time?
I've liked travelling, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never.
And they're some of the best wins if you get an interstate win.
Yeah.
Well, on the weekend, it was my first win at Adelaide Oval, so.
True.
Yeah.
And you just had your first win at Adelaide.
Yeah. Right. There you go. Wow.
MJ, you got the music, maybe?
Everything's just coming together.
So that's my Twitter and loser. I thought that was going to go up.
There it is.
Nice.
Roller, yours?
I saw a movie called The Fall Guy.
You put that up on Insta.
Yeah, it's really good.
Speaking of Insta, you commentated a game.
Oh, yeah, I did. On Saturday. Oh,
Boyhood Dream. You've captured it.
Yeah. It was. I've always wanted to call a game at the Gabba.
MJ, can we get any of that up?
Call my lines. Yeah. It's in the system somewhere, I think.
We need to get that.
How'd you go?
It was. I'm personally pretty happy, but did you see much of the game?
No, I didn't watch any.
It was wet weather, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, there was a record for clangers and a record for stoppages, apparently.
Right.
So there's only so many times you can say, and close sees that over the boundary line. And then it's just like, once again, that ball's trapped in. We'll have it thrown up again. So it was pretty brutal. And then obviously, calling your team as they lose is.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you have to try and be emotionless. Yeah.
Just pretending I'm pumped that Tyson Stengel's running in.
and
what a good goal.
Yes! He's done it!
Yeah, keep the goal.
Yeah.
Who was your commentating co partner. You have two people.
Yeah, I had Brett Thomas was calling it, and then we had Tom Rockliffe and Simon Black. So that was also a thrill. And then,
had you met Simon and Tom before?
I'd met Blackie very briefly. Both of them very briefly.
That was Blackie's pretty cool.
And then
Brisbane supporter.
And I was pissing down, so Blackie dropped me back to the hotel. And
he's a great man, Blackie.
Oh my god, one of the very best.
Really? Yeah, nice.
An absolute king. So that made it the trip worthwhile.
Yeah,
loser.
Probably that. Probably the rain. Did not stop raining from the second I got to Brisbane.
Oh, really?
I was there for 24 hours. Mm. And yeah, I mean, I'm being a bit sour, but I reckon it maybe cost Brisbane the game. A game they really needed to win.
What are they now, 2-4?
2-4, yeah. Winless at the Gabba, which is amazing.
Really? There you
go. Question time.
Audio from TikTok.
Monica sent this in, first of all. This is from a TikTok, so I haven't heard this, but it's tomato related.
Yo, one day I just woke up and I started liking tomatoes. I always hated tomatoes. They were slimy and gross, but then I just woke up and I was like, man, I could eat me a tomato. So now I eat tomatoes.
Is that you, Harry?
Is that you? That, I'm similar to that person on TikTok.
You eat tomatoes.
I woke up and I just started liking tomatoes. Yeah.
What are they? The wettest?
Do you call them dry?
That one was dry. The one we got in was dry.
There's no dry one, mate.
There's just one. There's just a rough one that was a bit dry.
It's the wettest vegetable you can ever.
The world's first dry tomato.
That's brilliant.
Just a couple of questions because we've run a bit over with all the footy stuff this week, but we'll talk to Belinda.
Hi, Ben and Harry. Belinda from Pascavale here. My question for you both is, if you could relive any match you've been a part of, but this time as a spectator, which one would you choose and why? Good luck for this round. Bye.
Great question, Belinda. That's great.
Great question.
I've always thought, I know it didn't go our way, but the 2022 round 23 game against Collingwood.
Crazy.
I think that'll be one of the best games of the last 20, 30 years from a home away game.
Yeah.
And we would have loved to win it. And obviously, it was heartbreaking not to win that, but the game, you couldn't script it. Like, it was just so, the last game of the season, everything was on the line. Beautiful day, the afternoon at the G, 90,000. Like, it was just a pretty cool day to be part of.
It's funny you say that. It's probably the most heartbreaking loss Carlton supporters would have had in living memory.
Yeah, just to
it was gut-wrenching.
If you won that, you were in the finals, right?
And if Collingwood won, they made top four.
But you had, like, four cracks at winning the last game, didn't you? Did you lose the last three
or something?
Something like that. You just had to win one, and then it came down
to that.
We
lost to Melbourne the week before, really close.
Yeah.
That's right.
But then leading all day.
But, like, that might have been the catalyst for last year, making finals and this year. So it's like, it all happens for a reason. So.
Yeah, exactly right.
But that was, like, obviously the result sucked, but as a pure game to be part of, that was like, that's one I'll always remember.
You have said multiple times that that's the loudest noise you've heard as a player.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Yeah. It was Elliot, wasn't it? Running in? Yeah.
Yeah. But even throughout the whole day, like, I remember in the third quarter, like Motsy kicked a goal and it was just like the place was shaking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yours is probably not quite as big.
Well, not as big.
Hobart round 12.
Wasn't that funny, man?
Well, are you going to wait like last week?
Well, it's up there.
Honestly.
No, last week was good. But I'd say 2022 when we defeated Richmond when Lee Adams took over as a first caretaker coach. And we'd had this really strange history that whenever the caretaker coach took over for the first
game,
we'd won. And we were like, it was a close game. So probably that was really cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
We probably should have started with Ben. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Anyway. Some just show up.
Hey.
Oh, come on, mate.
He had 12 to pick from. It's an unfair.
We should ask him this next week because he probably would have said Anzac Day because that probably trumps everything.
Mate, exactly.
That's all right. Even if regardless of the result to a degree, it's going to be an incredible experience.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, you're nearing 30, so you know your career's wrapping up.
Just a reminder, Will, we're on Instagram and TikTok.
Good, Harry.
Head to @ Ben and Harry Podcast. And send us a DM.
He's been that good.
He's showing initiative.
Try.
But you poured the water, Ben, so it's...
That's a big step.
Have you even sipped that water yet?
No,
it's got his fucking
down.
It's
got
his fucking mouth.
It was more just to make him do it.
Prove a point.
Just to prove a point. Not thirsty at all.
I remember that. I've got a long memory.
Yep. Anyway, all the best fans that day, mate. I think
nice.
Who do you guys play?
Geelong on Saturday, Arvo.
Huge game.
At the Curry?
No. At the G.
No. Why do you have to get so defensive about that?
I said no at the G.
You're like, no.
What? Have you been to the Cattery? Has Carlton played there?
Never. Yeah.
Yep. When?
Played there for like 3 years straight.
Really? I'm struggling.
18, 19, 20.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
Big games. Probably the two biggest games of the weekend you're both playing in, so.
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. Good luck, Beano. Just
thanks
back yourself in, mate.
Grincho.
Grincho. I did enjoy the Grinch and the AI.
We need to talk about that. That was okay. A little bit cringeworthy, but
I loved it.
Mate, I loved it. I was like, what am I looking at here? I read MJ's message.
They didn't look anything like us.
Well,
your guy looked pretty similar to you.
Did he?
Which one was you?
They all look the same, didn't they?
Apparently there was one that looked more like you than the other two.
More Rollo-esque.
Yeah.
Well, one of them, there was two birds on one head, so I'm sure that was me.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Could have been wrong.
The tomato, 32. It was all good.
Yeah, nice. Check it out on the Instagram if you haven't seen it. Yep. At Ben and Harry Podcast, send us a DM. Beautiful. Best of luck, boys.
Thank you, guys.
Go Blues.
Go well.
Dons.